You're listening to The Weekly Experiment, a segment on WBOI that explains the science of our everyday world.
Hi, I'm Martin Fisher from Science Central. Today on The Weekly Experiment, we're asking the question, what is Pascal's Law? In the mid-1600s, a French scientist and mathematician named Blaise Pascal performed some very interesting and important experiments on pressure. In honor of Pascal's contributions to science, the official international unit for pressure is called the Pascal. He used a series of glass tubes filled with mercury. The tubes were sealed on one end and open at the other. And he placed the open end of the glass tubes in bowls filled with mercury and noticed how high the mercury stayed in the column. He then repeated this experiment at different elevations. Pascal noticed that the mercury column didn't stay the same. Unlike the common belief at the time that this was due to some kind of invisible magical material, he determined it was due to air pressure and a vacuum. Changes in elevation were the factor affecting the height of the column of mercury, not the weight of mercury. These experiments and his mathematical formulas led to what is called Pascal's Law, also called Pascal's Principle. Pascal's Law deals with fluids, which are liquids and gases. If you have an enclosed container with a fluid inside, air or gas, the fluid exerts a pressure on the container. Pascal's Law states that if you increase the pressure anywhere in that container, the pressure will change everywhere in that container, and the pressure increase will be the same everywhere in the container. You can see this if you squeeze on one small section of a water or air-filled balloon, and all of the rest of the balloon bulges out. This means that if you have a hydraulic system with pistons, applying a pressure on one piston exerts an equal pressure on a connected piston. A piston is basically a plate or plunger pushing on a fluid in a container. What's kind of cool is that Pascal's Law also relates to force. Let's say you have two connected pistons, but one is 10 times larger. If you exert a pressure on the smaller one, equal pressure is exerted on the larger piston, but it has 10 times the force. Here's a fun experiment to try at home. You'll need a vacuum wine stopper and wine pump. You can get these at your local wine shop. Drop a few mini marshmallows into an empty, dry, clear, colorless wine bottle. Put the vacuum stopper on the bottle and use the pump to remove the air. The marshmallows will expand as the air pressure decreases. Remove the stopper so the air pressure increases and the marshmallows will shrink. Well, we've just learned a little bit about Pascal's Law. I'm Martin Fisher from Science Central. Thanks for joining me here on WBOI for The Weekly Experiment.
The Weekly Experiment is produced by Rob Martinez. You can hear The Weekly Experiment during WBOI's SciTech Saturday afternoon matinee. You can also hear this episode again in the program section of our website at wboi.org.